So we have been too slow in ramping up the production of tests and in distributing those tests. We also need to begin to activate additional resources that could be used for testing. And so, for example, yesterday I led a letter talking about how we could put testing machines that are currently used within the University of California system for research, how we could safely and in compliance with health guidance be able to use those machines to conduct additional flu tests so that we're expanding our capacity beyond the existing clinical system to use some of those research machines. There's the additional issue about who's going to pay for the testing, which, as I spoke about yesterday when I questioned the director of the CDC, that test can be expensive, particularly coming into the ER and having to go through that testing process can overwhelm people. We want to make sure that anyone who is symptomatic is able to afford to get tested regardless of insurance.
Well, when we say we want to make sure, is this going to require what? Is it going to require legislation? Is it going to just require that companies, insurance companies, agree to it? What's the mechanism to make sure this happens?
There is an existing law that was finalized a couple years ago that will permit the Centers for Disease Control director, who works under Secretary of Health and Human Services, Azar, to provide that the federal government will pay, subject to insurers paying first if the person has insurance, for medical examination, including diagnostic testing. So this is already in the law. The folks in our government thought about this, put this rule in place for exactly the circumstance, which is why I pressed the CDC director so hard for why he's not using the existing tools that we could be already using. We don't need an act of Congress to provide for free testing. We simply need to hold the CDC director and this administration accountable to use the law that thoughtful people put in place in years past.
So are we going to? Is the CDC going to?
We absolutely will be holding the CDC to account for this. He was sworn in under oath when he testified before Congress, and the American people need to be able to trust that when witnesses speak to the American public under oath, that they are giving their word, and that we in Congress will hold them to account, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And he presumably said that yes, the CDC will invoke this law.
It took some tough questioning and several tries at it, but he did commit that the CDC will cover the cost of testing, including for those who do not have insurance.
Okay, now let me move on to a different thing, because I don't know if you've been to a supermarket in the past 24 hours. I've gone to a couple. And at least here in Los Angeles, and I know from people I've talked to, certainly in New York and probably in many other parts of the country, it's become a almost a panicked situation. People are stocking up as if the end of the world is about to fall on them. Are we at a point, as this country has done in the past for various emergencies, certainly during times of war like World War II, do we need rationing of things like food supplies, medical supplies?
So right now, I encourage people to purchase things that they need, plan for an additional week or so. Most stores are having most things in stock at the start of the day. It's typically at the end of the day before they reinvigorate their supply. But everybody should make sure that they have enough supplies so that they're not going, and the biggest reason for this is so that they're not going out to the store every day. So the concept here is to minimize the amount of exposure and contact that we have to each other. So people shouldn't be hoarding months of supplies of things. Instead, what they should be doing is trying, if they used to go to the grocery store every other day, they should try to buy a week's worth, so that they're not having as much contact. But right now, any of the shortages are mostly toward the end of the day, and they're shorter. The other thing I want to emphasize to people is that hand soap is 100% effective, and it's about the rubbing and the thorough hand washing. If you can't find hand soap, another good alternative is dishwasher soap, like Dawn. Something like that can also be used that has enough soap in it to disinfect your hands.
Yeah, but you know, one of the other recommendations that we always hear about with this is, you know, if you don't have soap and you're in a situation where you don't have access to even water, use hand sanitizer, but good luck finding it. And I'm puzzled why in this country we can't manage to manufacture, it's a simple product, why we can't just go into hyperdrive to manufacture enough hand sanitizer for people to get.
No, absolutely. We are going to need to ramp that up. The other thing we have to make sure we're doing is that the hand sanitizer in particular needs to be delivered first and foremost to our frontline medical providers, to EMTs, to firefighters, to nurses, to receptionists, to areas, to people who are out doing public health work. Most of us are able to get to running water and to use a traditional bar of soap. So as a mother of a teenage boy, I have purchased a lot of soap over the years. Some of it hasn't gone used. I'm going to put that to work and make sure that everyone in my household, when I get back to California, is doing a thorough job washing their hands. I'm sitting here in D.C. still hoping to vote for a package today, hopefully, that will help address some of these issues. But people don't need to panic. The whole goal of stocking up isn't that we anticipate shortages so much as we're trying to reduce the number of times people go to the store and have contact with each other.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.